So here she's acting happy inside her handsome home. And me, I'm flying in my taxi, taking tips and getting stoned. I got into town a little early, had 8 hours to kill before the show. First I thought about heading up north of the bay, then I knew where I had to go. I thought about taking a limousine, or at least a fancy car, but I ended up taking a taxi, 'cause that's how I got this far. You see, 10 years ago it was the front seat, driving stoned and feeling no pain. Now here I am straight and sitting in the back, hitting 16 Parkside Lane. The driveway was the same as I remember. Any butler came and answered the door. He just shook his head when I asked for her and said she doesn't live here anymore. But he offered to give me the address that they were forwarding her letters to. I just took it and returned to the cabbie and said, I got one more fare for you. And so we rolled back into the city, up to a 5-story old brownstone. I rang the bell, it had her name on the mailbox. The buzzer said, somebody's home. On her face as she opened the door was like an old joke told by a friend. It'd taken 10 more years, but she'd found her smile, and I watched the corners start to bend. And she said, how are you, Harry? Haven't we played this scene before? I said, it's so good to see you, Sue. Had to play it out just once more. Play it out just once more. She said, I've heard you flying high on my radio. I answered, it's not all it seems. That's when she laughed and she said, it's better sometimes when we don't get to touch our dreams. That's when I asked her, where was that actress? She said that was somebody else. And then I asked her why she looked so happy now. She said, I finally like myself. At last I like myself. So we talked all through that afternoon, talking about where we'd been. We talked of the tiny difference between ending and starting to begin. We talked 'cause talking tells you things like what you really are thinking about. But sometimes you can't find what you're feeling till all the words run out. So I asked her to come to the concert. She said, no, I work at night.
I said, we've gotten too damn good at leaving Sue. She said, Harry, you're right. Don't ask me if I made love to her or which one of us started to cry. Don't ask me why she wouldn't take the money that I left. If I answered it all, I'd lie. So I thought about her as I sang that night, and how the circle keeps rolling around, how I act as I'm facing the footlights, and how she's flying with both feet on the ground. I guess it's a sequel to our story from the journey between heaven and hell, with half the time thinking of what might have been and half thinking just as well. I guess, oh,